I just realized something so embarrassing. That's my vacuum on from where I was vacuuming up the last pieces. I was like, oh my God, I thought I was supposed to take that down before I started recording. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where we are freaking out because tomorrow is Simu Day.
Simu Day! Do you know what you're going to say to him?
No.
Or are you just going to be incoherent?
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty on brand. Pretty on brand, I think.
I'm still standing by if your kid is asleep. She can't come live with me when she gets disowned.
It'll be fine.
She's going to have to go to Auntie Heather.
It'll be fine.
We'll or be Auntie fine. Anna.
Everything will be yeah. fine. Yeah. You Good. Have not introduced yourself.
Neither have you.
Yeah, but it was your turn.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm incoherent today. I'm Mandy of Hawthorne House.
And I'm Karen of San Francisco. And
true.
Kind of. Close enough. But it's also relevant to what's going on in my life right now. So it'll make sense. It'll make sense as we go through the episode.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we start?
All right. Well, yeah.
Fictional boyfriend. What,
who's your fictional boyfriend this week?
I wrote.
Wait, hold on. If Simu Liu wrote a book, but he's a real person, not saying he is your fictional book, but could he be?
I mean, one
he's
week.
Not, it was, if it's a memoir?
1 week, my fictional person was Jessica Chastain, who is a real person.
Fair. Okay.
So
continue. I mean, who's your book boyfriend?
Well, I was going to say, I wrote somebody down, but then just now I was thinking about it and I'm like, people don't know who this person is, so I can't say it, but I'll tell you and cut it out.
Okay.
It's my fictional boyfriend.
Oh.
And for literally nothing that he does in this, like, purely yeah. because of his past, or
yeah.
not, but yeah, I just.
What I've read.
I was reminded of how much I love him.
Yeah.
So, gotcha. Yeah. But I can't say that because people
no,
don't know
who say him.
So, I guess, I mean, Simu Liu could be my fictional boyfriend of the week. He's not
Make
fictional.
Make sure you tell him that tomorrow.
He's not fictional, just our relationship is fictional. So it counts, right? You know, we'll see.
So you can tell him tomorrow, like, hey, dude. My podcast episode comes out Friday, next Friday, where I, you know, point out that you're my fictional boyfriend of the week. And just see what he says.
We'll see how that goes. We'll see how it goes. Hey. I saw a TikTok where somebody met him and said something about, like, thanks for playing the dude with daddy issues all the time. And he was like, oh, yeah. You like, there was a whole interaction. It was hilarious. She explains it better than I could, like, repeat it. So.
Yeah. I love it, though. But
anyways. Who's yours?
I have not decided because I am reading a book where any of the brothers could end up being my book boyfriend. So I'm going to say one of the Hawthorne brothers from the Inheritance Games. I just can't decide yet which one it's going to be. And I'll talk more about
That's
it
fair.
In what we did this week or this week in fangirling. But I'm like almost
I mean,
halfway.
Be,
and
it could be all of them.
Could be.
It could be.
I'll have to let you know next week.
All right. Report back.
Which one I settled on. I will.
All right. Well, let's move on. This week in fangirling.
Yes.
I did.
You know, we just have to dive into it.
What are we diving into?
Karen. You have pages of notes on what we both did this week.
I have a page that's just I wrote it really weird. Okay, Mandy, it's just
oh,
one
okay,
page.
I see.
It's just this part.
Okay.
It's one page. Miss Marvel episode 2.
Miss Marvel.
If you have not seen it, you should pause right now, go watch it, and then come back because there will be spoilers.
Oh yeah, I was wrong. I guess my brain went not like the vice president. And then 3 days later when we recorded or 2 days later when we recorded, my brain just said vice president.
Yes. You skipped the beginning.
I flipped what I, because I was like, I'm not going to forget this.
To be fair, it was very late. You were very tired when you watched it.
I was very tired.
So, yeah. It's okay. So, yeah. It is Kamala Khan. That is how we pronounce it. That is the correct way to pronounce it.
And she even clarifies it in the episode.
Yes, she does. And I feel like there's going to be, because in the trailer, she does it to somebody else, too. So I feel like that's going to become a thing, which is so accurate.
Accurate.
Real life. It's so accurate.
I mean, look, I even messed it up. Like,
so it's just.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah. Speaking of accuracy, and I am not a Pakistani Muslim, so I can't really speak to this, but I felt like the representation in this episode was so good.
Yes. Josh was like, we were watching and Josh was like, this episode's going to wreck all of the like bigots in the world. I was like, I know, how dare they go worship? Like, God forbid.
My goodness. Okay. I wrote down all of my reactions as I was watching because I knew we would talk about it. That moment when they're doing that training and she like falls off and Bruno's holding her hand and holding her up and she looks up at him and she says, "Please let me go. You have to let me go."
Oh,
I wanted to throw something against the wall. I was like, "How dare you? How dare you do this to me? How dare you?" And if that is some sort of foreshadowing for later, I'm going to be so mad.
It is. Josh is like, he's totally in love with her.
I'm going to be so mad. No, are we thinking the same thing? I'm thinking of Clint and Nat in Endgame.
Oh, no, I was thinking romantically.
Oh, he's clearly in love with her.
You have to let me go. You have to let me go.
No, I was.
Well, she's going off with a new senior guy.
And my immediate reaction was like,
oh, yeah.
Clint holding on to Nat and her being like, you have to let me go. Please let me go. Yeah. And that was my immediate reaction. And I was like, no. We cannot do this.
Don't do that to us.
Please do not do this. I can't. These are children. You cannot do this to me.
I can't survive this.
I will not survive. I will not survive.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that was my big thing. I was like, oh, please do not be foreshadowing anything.
Please don't.
Mean to me. Oh my gosh. Okay. Also, Nakia in their worship scene where, or afterwards where she's like, I'm going to run for the board. I was like, hell yeah, girl. Get it.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, damn. I hope it comes through. I hope that pans out because she's great.
She is everything.
She is badass.
She is everything.
I love her. And the way she manipulates Kamala's dad.
He's like, he's just standing there like, what?
He's like, what just happened?
What are you talking about? He's like, I don't know how to react to you, child.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. Her mom definitely knows more about this bracelet than she's letting on.
Oh yeah.
When they were telling that story about her, I think it was great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, whoever it was, Was it great-grandmother? She like found her dad by following the trail of stars back to him. I just, in my mind, I was just like, that's got to be something to do with the powers or whatnot. But oof. What else did I write down? I wrote down
I wondered at first, because again, I'm not a Pakistani Muslim, I don't understand like inner workings of the religion, and so I had typed out in my notes, why does Nakia wear a hijab when, you know,
Kamala doesn't?
Not nobody else, but Kamala doesn't, her mother doesn't. But then she explains it like, I chose to put this on. I chose to wear this. Like, this is what I want. So, like, I appreciated that it's not a differentiation between their religion because they're in, you know, they're worshiping together. So it's not that Nakia has to wear it and, you know, nobody else does, or none of the other people around her do. So I appreciated them explaining it for the white chick watching it, like,
that whole bathroom scene where she's just like, I'm too white to be Pakistani and I'm too brown to be white, you know, like,
yeah,
that was so real. That is so much of mm-hmm. what, like, people relate to that. And I love it.
Relate to it. They haven't watched it yet, but
yeah. Oh, I'm sure they will. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Ooh, the agents. Can we talk about these agents? Because they are the new Haywards, and I want to punch them in the face so much.
Josh is like, this guy again? Not this guy again.
He had Peter. So angry. I hate them so much.
I don't even know if the dude has a name yet. If he does, I can't remember it.
I don't care. I just want to punch him in the face. Like, ugh. And when Kamala and Kamran are sitting in the diner talking about Kingo and Kingo Senior, I'm sitting here like, I wrote down, I'm like, wait until they find out, because it's the same person.
I know.
They laugh so much. But I also love the fact that
her brother.
It's so clear.
Like, oh yeah, I remember you.
And it's so clear his fiance knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah, she's like,
and she's like,
remember him at all. You've never seen him before.
She's like, you guys are lying, and this guy's an idiot, and I'm marrying him.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Might be rethinking some life choices right now. Let's go.
Yep. There was during the celebration scene where they were, I'm not going to try and pronounce it because I don't think I remember how to pronounce it, where they were celebrating with all the people. They broke apart to convince people to vote for Nakia. And they called them the Illuminantes. I thought it was so funny, especially following Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so. I laughed so hard.
Illuminantes.
It was great. It was perfect. It was amazing. I loved it. Did this episode make
How
you?
How about
wanna...
when she's?
Go ahead.
No, you go for it. You go for it.
I was gonna say, did this episode make you want to like Google this like partition thing that they were talking about? Because
yes, but then I did not.
I didn't either. I meant to, and then I didn't. So maybe I'll have that for next week. But it,
yeah,
I don't know anything about it. And I'm like,
mm-mm.
I feel like I need to Google it and learn about it now.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it was a really, like they said, everybody has a story about the partition or a time, you know? And so
yeah,
if it's that big a deal, I want to know about it.
Yeah. Why don't we know about it?
We know why we don't know.
It's not the only country in the world.
We know why we don't know about it. And it starts with R and ends in ism.
Yeah. I liked her dance when she got home.
Yes.
And she's like dancing through her house. But the funniest part was she's dancing all through the house, and then it cuts to the kitchen and her parents are just standing there like normal. Like they're not looking at her like, you idiot, because it's just so normal for her to dance in the door. And she gets food and then she dances her way out.
So
and like, whatever.
Freaking relatable as a teenager. Yes. I
live with teenagers.
I live with teenagers.
They're like that. Yeah.
I just pictured myself at that age coming home from something like that and being like on cloud nine so good. So good. She did a superhero pose already.
Yes.
It was so good.
I was like, girl, you're doing that on purpose. What you doing?
I was like, okay, Miss Superhero Pose. Well, okay. All right. I see what you're doing.
She's been watching Captain Marvel. Okay. Yeah. I see. Yeah. I gotcha.
I felt so bad for her though when that boy fell.
I did, but I'm also glad that they did it that way.
Oh yeah.
Because you need to see that not everybody just wakes up with perfect, you know, reaction times and perfect hand-eye coordination and completely used to this brand new, you know, thing that they've never had before. Like, yeah. that's what we've seen for a while, especially in the earlier movies. So it's nice and refreshing to see, like, she saved his life at the expense of his ankle.
Right, right. She's still learning. They showed, like, she's still brand new to this, and she's still learning how to control her powers and how to help people with them. So I loved that. It was so good.
And how shaky she was on her feet and how nervous she was. Like, you don't just get bitten by the radioactive spider and suddenly you're doing back handsprings while catching old ladies and pulling cats out of trees. Like,
Exactly. She definitely,
this was more real.
It was very much more realistic. Like, there's no way that you just wake up and are like, I can do this perfectly. And she was still so nervous. I felt so bad for her though. You could tell that it she was so happy and then it ate at her that she couldn't get him down safely.
Right.
But, you know, at least she did her best and he didn't, you know, fall from the tower.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, sir, why are you, you're just at the, in this, climbed up to this tower just to go through Snapchat filters? Like, what?
You're asking to fall out that window.
Child.
Ugh. Where is your parents?
This is how I know I'm an adult. Where's your grown up? Because I relate more to the parents. I'm like, what are you doing, child? What is going on?
I told you no about the convention and you went anyways. You ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You crowded.
The last thing I wrote down was, OMG, Comron, what? And I knew that something was going on. From the moment he showed up, I was like, there's something going on with him. Mm-hmm. But I was not expecting his mama to be involved.
I know. It's my mother.
It's like, okay, girl. Okay. She clearly knows who Kamala is, so I need to know who she is, because...
Do we trust you? Do we not trust you? She seems to trust you. Is she smart in doing so?
I don't know. I mean, she's also, 16, and in the car with a boy that she likes, so she's gonna go, I don't know, we'll see. We'll see, we'll see.
She makes me nervous.
So I am nervous, but we'll see, we'll see. I love this show so far. I wrote down this show is top tier and I love it.
Yeah, it's so relatable.
It is. It's so good. It's so good. I love everything about it.
I just love her. I just want to squeeze her. I just want to take her little cheeks and just squeeze them.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
I'll be an Illuminati. Squish your cheeks.
I've seen so many random TikToks pop up on my FYP with just Iman Vellani. Interviews or press things or like that, and she's just like so relatable. She's such a fan of Marvel, and I'm obsessed with her. I cannot wait to see what else comes from her. She's amazing. I love it.
Thank
you. No notes. No more notes.
Thank you.
It was great. Okay, we got through my page of notes.
We did it.
I didn't do too much. I read, I read We Were Dreamers this week, right? Because I hadn't read it last time we recorded. So I read We Were Dreamers. I wrote a spoiler-free, well, I guess it's a memoir, so how much spoilers could there be? But I did write a review.
Yeah.
I wrote how I felt about it on our blog, so you can visit the blog and read that.
And I never texted you that I read your review. It's good. I loved it.
I texted Mandy
last night, and then I was I'm asleep.
I wrote it, and then I immediately texted Mandy, and I'm like, I'm gonna send this to you because I want you to be the first person to read everything I write because I have codependency issues. Okay, bye.
I loved it. You did great. So,
thanks. It was. I literally was crying within the first four pages because it was just so relatable. I was like, I see way too much of my own story in what he is telling me right now.
That's good though.
It was really good. It was really well written. He's hilarious. And it's just, I highly recommend it. Like, it's, I feel like it's relatable, and it's, I wrote, it's not like your regular Hollywood memoir, but I don't really know. I've never read a Hollywood memoir, but I feel like it feels different. And it's just
different.
I will say, and I say this on my review is that I think it needs a trigger warning, at least from the outside. There are mentions of child abuse, both physical and emotional, thoughts of suicide and depression. So if any of those things trigger you, just pass or be prepared because
Yeah.
they are very mentioned very clearly, and it's very important to the story. I think it's very important.
Okay. I was going to say, can listeners message you and ask for like pages to avoid, but if it's like a theme or very
It's
important, then
it is
probably just skip
very
it
important. Yeah,
entirely.
I don't, yeah. It's very important to the story to understand how he got to where he was and where he went from there. So yeah. And there is a point where he's like, "Well, I'm gonna talk about my parents' story, and if you don't want to read that, you can skip to chapter 7, but I really think that you should read it." And I was like, "Who skips chapters in a book?"
What a
So obviously I read it
psychopath.
and I was like, "No, this is really important background information. Like, yes, I realize
Yeah,
that
you need this.
you're buying this book to kind of get an insight on Simu Liu's life, but that involves his parents' stories." So I thought
Right.
it was just really well done, and I loved seeing like how he got from his fractured relationship with his parents to like present day because it gives me hope.
Yeah.
So, but it really does. It makes you feel
You
like
don't
at
have to
the
read
end
it.
of it, it makes you feel like you can do anything if you just like try, just go for it. Just even if you fall flat on
Yeah.
your face, at least try and go for it and just
Yeah.
do the thing. Just do the thing.
Do the thing. Do the
That's what
thing.
we did. I literally texted Mandy one day and I
Yeah.
was like, "Do you want to start a podcast? Let's just do it."
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Absolutely, I do.
I really loved it. So I highly recommend it. Obviously, it's We Were Dreamers, an immigrant superhero origin story by Simu Liu. And then I also watched, so I talked about it previously, the CW show Kung Fu. It had its season 2 finale last night, and I just, holy shit. I didn't know what to expect going in, but it was so good. It's already been announced that there's a season 3. It's already been renewed for season 3, so I'm really excited about that. But I'm just like, I need more people to watch this and I need more people to talk about it because I just love it so much. And it's like
I'm
parts
gonna
of
have
it.
to ask Josh and the girls if they've watched it, because they watch
Yeah.
things that I don't realize.
Right. I really liked it. It's so And the second season's tone is so different from the first because, like, the first season is all about how she needs to come back to her family and, not break apart from them because they're separated. And then the second one, they're so much closer knit and it's so good. Like, I've seen
Oh.
nobody on TikTok talk about it. So maybe I will have to talk about it because I love it so damn
Yeah, you
much.
talk about it. You can do it.
It's so good. And it just. I realize that it's the CW, and people have this preconceived notion that the CW is all these like teen dramas and all this bullshit. But this story is about family at its core,
They
and it's
even
just
if it's
so good.
teen drama, they still know how to write a
That's true.
story that'll hook you and shock you
Right.
and
Yeah. So I
just because it
highly recommend it. If you can find Kung Fu, I don't know where it's streaming. I'll look it up, if it's streaming anywhere, but it's so good. I love it so much, and I wish more people would watch it because I'm obsessed. And I didn't know literally the only person in the cast that I knew was Sima, and he plays her dad. And so it's like this whole just crew of like fresh faces that I've never, heard before. Or if I have, they weren't like big names that I, kept coming back to. So I love that. It looks like the first season is streaming on HBO Max,
We have that.
which it's weird because it looks like only some episodes are streaming, which doesn't seem correct to me. But
Yeah, that seems weird.
maybe it's just this website is not correct. But it looks like it's streaming on HBO Max, and then season 2 just finished, so it's still on the CW app, I think. Whatever that is. I don't have that.
think it's like CW Online or something like that.
Yeah. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it looks okay. So I'm on the HBO Max app right now, and it does look like all of the episodes are there.
So okay, so just, maybe Google was just like being weird.
It's just this website is being weird. Yeah. Okay, but it's really good. I really like it. And I need more Chinese American like things in my life.
Stories.
I just need them. I need them so much. Even though this family is not reflective of how my family is, it's still really good. It's so good. Yeah. I love
it. You still want to read about it.
I want to see that. I want to see, like, well,
on the one hand, you want, like, representation. You want, and I don't mean you specifically, just, like, in general, you want to feel understood. But at the same time, if every story completely matched your life down to the second, it'd be boring. You know, you want.
And also a bit
diverse stories. Yeah.
I don't need to see that repeatedly. I like to have some of the happy stories too. Like, but this finale and the way that they ended was such a cliffhanger. And now I'm just like, give it to me now. So
I need it now.
I'm very excited about that. And then everything else that I wrote down, well, the Tonys happened this past weekend. Which I apparently did not realize.
Is it Jennifer Hudson who got an EGOT?
So So she was, I believe, the producer on A Stranger Loop, which won for Best Musical. So I think technically she gets a Tony for that because she was a producer. So if that's the case, then she did, as far as I'm aware. I mean, I saw an article that... Yeah. I saw something, somebody posted something saying that she won the EGOT with this win. She didn't make any acceptance speeches. So she herself was not like winning personally, but she was, I believe, a producer on A Stranger Loop. So she, I think, technically gets a Tony. But speaking of A Stranger Loop, it sounds amazing. I don't know why. Actually, I know exactly why I've never heard of this musical. But it sounds so good.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. It's Michael R. Jackson writes a story about a black queer man who is writing a story about a black queer man writing a story. So it's so like, it's just.
I've read a comic book like that before.
I'm probably describing it really badly, but as I was sitting there listening and watching, and I was just like, I want to watch this. Why am I not near Broadway? So, I mean, there's a reason it won.
I don't know if I don't know if you've heard of the band Coheed and Cambria, but like the writer, the singer, Claudio Sanchez wrote a comic book series about Claudio Sanchez writing a comic book series, and in that comic book series Coheed and Cambria were, I think they were Claudio's parents. It's been years, but yeah, so it's like inception kind of. So yeah, that's cool.
I really liked Ariana DeBose, who is our queen, was the host. She killed it. She was amazing.
Her singing to Andrew Garfield in the audience died.
Oh my gosh. That whole number was so funny.
Yeah.
So funny. I just, I loved it. I loved it so much. And she was amazing. She was amazing. There were so many, she pointed out that we had, I believe, our first trans woman nominated for a Tony, like openly trans woman. Nominated for Tony for, I believe it was Best Actress. So I was just like, oh, and this queen is just fucking beautiful. And I'm just like, girl, yes. Congratulations. Yeah. Like everything about it was just amazing.
Historic.
It was amazing. Pippa Sue looked fucking beautiful. I died.
When does she not?
Died. She looked so good. Ugh, I died. It was amazing. They also did a a performance of a song from Spring Awakening because it was its like 15th anniversary, and I was sitting there and I was like, I understand why they chose this song, but it's literally my least favorite song of the musical.
Oh no.
I was like, I understand. This is like the song. Like, it's really important.
Yeah.
But it's my least favorite.
There are better ones. Okay.
There are better ones. How could you? But it's okay.
So I can't remember where I saw it, and I've seen it. I know they did it. They did this for the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade last year. Did they do a song from Six too?
Six did,
or was
yeah.
it somewhere else?
Six.
I want to see it so bad.
Oh my God, Mandy, it is so good.
I've never seen it, and I want to so it is, bad.
I was already sold on the Six the Musical. Like, I want to see it. But after seeing that performance, my God,
insane.
It's so good. On top of that, one of the performers in that performance, so it was the Six Wives, one of the wives had 12 hours notice to get on stage and make that performance because somebody couldn't go on. And Ariana DeBose made a point to point out that the standbys and the understudies, that's what they do. And that is how Broadway has
just
kept going.
You just are ready. And you are ready.
Like, it was perfection. I was like, it was such a moment. Like, the performance was amazing. And then to have Ari come on stage and be like, by the way, we've been talking about standbys and understudies and how they've been saving our industry as of late. This girl right here,
just tonight.
Literally just happened. 12 hours notice and she's on stage. And it was, do you have Paramount
Perfect.
Plus? Because it's on Paramount Plus.
Is it?
Yes.
I'll buy Paramount Plus that.
It is on Paramount Plus. So they're, for the past 2 years, they've streamed like an hour pre-show of the Tonys on Paramount Plus, and then they've broadcast the last two
you
hours.
Mean the Tonys and not the Six.
Well, I mean, it's there. You can fast forward. Not the whole musical.
No, I thought you were saying like Hamilton style.
No,
Six,
I wish.
The musical is on Paramount Plus.
Oh my
Plus.
Gosh.
Dang it, Karen, you got me excited.
That would be so amazing.
Josh just texted me, you have Paramount Plus. But it's made me. Karen lied to me. So they're coming to Nashville. So far, North Carolina.
Okay.
Next year. All this is next year. North Carolina, South Carolina, everywhere but Georgia. You said in an episode last week that San Jose gets overlooked. Georgia is an entire entity gets overlooked.
Listen.
Nobody realizes that we're here for the fun things. Okay, you, listen,
you,
California
you have...
got the Bridgerton experience. I don't got the Bridgerton experience, and I want the Bridgerton experience, okay?
Okay, listen. So after last week's episode, I was thinking about it. And I was like, we're bigger than San Francisco. San Francisco is fourth on the list of cities in California. It goes LA, San Diego, San Jose, then San Francisco. We are bigger than San Francisco. So why does San Francisco get all the crap?
Is San Francisco older, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe people just like, oh, well, San Francisco's in here
it's
longer.
Because,
he's been a club.
It's because of the bridges.
Yeah.
It's because of the bridges. And it's because of the Castro, and it's because of the Haight-Ashbury, and it's because of Full House, and Charmed.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
And Ghirardelli and bread.
Ghirardelli. Ugh, Ghirardelli. I love Ghirardelli.
And the sourdough.
The sourdough. Oh, whenever you get your ass out here, we're going down to the pier and just... It's so good. It is so good.
Yeah.
We'll just have a blast. That's actually where I'm going tomorrow.
Yay!
I'm so excited. Anyways, as we were talking about things that we did this week, that's everything that I did. Mm-hmm. I wrote down a couple of, like, entertainment news stories that I wanted to talk about if we had time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's everything that I did.
What's your news? Or is that, do you want to do that? Do you have a freestyle? Or do you want to do that as the freestyle?
I have a freestyle, but...
Okay, let's rapid fire the entertainment news.
Okay, so the Sydney Morning Herald had an article that came out that basically was the reporter saying that we sent a message to Rebel Wilson, and we were going to publish the story about her and her new girlfriend, and she had 2 days to respond, and so Rebel Wilson posted on Instagram to beat the story, and they basically forced her to out herself. And an openly gay man was the reporter who sent this to...
Oh, that's vile.
To Rebel Wilson's people.
That's vile.
Yeah, so we hate the Sydney Morning Herald.
Where is this? That, like, Sydney, Australia?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
They have announced a Joker 2, which is going to be a musical with potentially... Hold on. With potentially Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
Like, Joker 2 as in, like, Joaquin Phoenix Joker 2?
As in Joaquin Phoenix, a sequel to his Joker called Folie à Deux with potentially...
Is that a joke?
Lady Gaga as... Harley Quinn, and it's going to be a musical. No, this has come from legitimate news articles.
Joker the musical.
Well, we'll see.
Wow.
That's, but
I never saw the first Joker.
Well, we don't DC, so. No, the only reason we watched Batman was because of Pattinson.
Yeah.
It's because of Pattinson. Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris is going to be in Doctor Who.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so excited about that. That's exciting. I'm very excited about that.
I'm a little mad at him. Because of the Amy Winehouse thing. Did you see that?
No, I don't know about
that. It came out. I'm sorry to tell you this.
Oh, no.
It came out now. I don't know why it wasn't made a big deal when it happened. Mm-hmm. But, like, right after she died, like, the Halloween after she died, he had this big party. And, like, he made, you know how, like, people make, like, the Halloween food where it's like, oh, these sausages are intestines, mm-hmm. and these, you know, the little smokies for fingers. They made an Amy Winehouse like food thing for people to eat, and they I can't remember what the name was, but they had like a funny name for it, and it was in very poor taste considering like she had literally just died.
Yeah,
that's... So I'm a little mad at him about that.
That does make me a little angry. All right.
Yeah.
I was excited about this. But
it is exciting that he'll be on Doctor Who.
We'll see. I'm excited for this whole new season of Doctor Who. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Lizzo changed one of the lyrics in her songs because she was made aware that a term that she used was an ableist term, and she did what you should do when you are educated on something like this. She changed the lyric immediately, issued an apology, yeah. and said that she would do better. And that is exactly what you should do when somebody tells you that you're doing something that is harming somebody else or a community of people. So good for her.
Apologize, fix it, move on.
Love her. Love her.
And it was within like 2 days. Oh, she had that song re-recorded, re-released. She was like, I am not playing around. I didn't mean to. I was uneducated. I am more educated now, and I fixed it.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to be perfect. You're supposed to learn from your mistakes. And that's exactly what she did.
Right.
And I love it. I love her. I stan her.
I love her so much.
And the last thing that I wrote down is that the internet is trash. Because recently, I think it was yesterday on Twitter, it was trending that Zendaya was pregnant. And this happened because some random person decided to just start this rumor literally out of nowhere. Not like, oh, that kind of looks like a... No, just literally out of nowhere decided that he was going to...
Just decided. I'm going to post that she's...
He just decided to post that she was pregnant. And then I believe I read an article where people were telling him, like, she... Because she made a statement about it, being like, this is why I don't come on Twitter, because people just make shit up out of nowhere for literally no reason.
And I really don't like Twitter.
I hate Twitter. And so people like commented on whatever this guy had posted. I have no idea what this guy posted. I don't know who he is, whatever. But they were commenting being like, oh, Zendaya's mad at you. She issued a statement. And he's like, I got noticed. Like, dude, what? This is people's lives.
So disgusting. Yeah. It's
absolutely fucking disgusting. It makes me so angry.
Yeah. Don't be that person.
Hate the world. So those are all the little news things that I wrote down that happened this week that I thought I'd just bring
up. When you said the internet is trash, I thought you were going to talk about how yesterday was the end of an era, because yesterday Microsoft officially stopped support for Internet Explorer after like 20 something years.
I didn't see that. That's so funny.
I did. And RIP Internet Explorer. Hate Microsoft Edge, so I'll miss you.
That's so funny because of the way that I started. Because I said the internet.
And I made a face because I was like, oh, I know where she's going with this. It's in the trash. Sad.
Oh my gosh. I hadn't even heard about that.
People on the internet.
No, people on the internet. But also apparently Internet Explorer is literally trash. Oh, that's sad.
I know.
It is what it is, I guess. All right. Yeah. That's everything I wrote down. It's your turn.
So I don't have a lot for this week. So I finished The Gifts That Bind Us, which is the sequel to All Our Hidden Gifts. Super good. I couldn't put it down. So I got through it really fast. I am impatiently waiting for the next book, which will probably be at least a year. Such is the life of a reader.
This is not the life.
I didn't want to make.
No, I was going to make that joke.
But it is.
I was going to make that joke that people on TikTok were making. This is not the life, bo-bo-bo-bo-bo, that Andrew Garfield was singing about in Tick, Tick, Boom. There we go. That was the joke. It's funnier if I had actually gotten it the first time around. Anyways.
Yeah. So that's how it is to be a reader. I do want to make a correction really quick now that we're thinking about it, or now that I'm thinking about it, because I'm talking about having to wait for something. And I mentioned Stranger Things and how you only had a few weeks. I need to clarify that that's for season 4, that there is a season 5 coming that is officially the end. Oh. But when I listened back, I was like, you're making it sound like it's the end. It's not the end.
I thought this was the end. I didn't think there was a 5. Well, now, okay.
No, there
now
is a
I
5.
Now I have five more time to wait. 5
is officially the last.
Okay.
Yeah, you have like a year.
Okay, cool. We're good.
So, that. I started, so Josh ordered me some books from Amazon, and one of them was The Inheritance Games, which, funnily enough, came up on my Libby. So I had been listening to it on audio, and actually, he ordered it, right? I start listening to it on audio. We go to Florida to pick the twins up from their grandfather's last Friday night, I think. Yeah, last Friday. And I'm listening to this book the whole way that I'm driving. And so he's like, he's not super listening, but he's listening, paying attention. And then the next day it comes in hardcover, like he'd ordered it.
That's so funny.
It's pretty good. So it's about this girl, Avery. She's like, her mom has passed and her dad is like a deadbeat drunk in a hotel somewhere that nobody knows. So she lives with her half sister who they share the same deadbeat dad. Okay. Sister has a deadbeat boyfriend who moves in and out of with them. And so Avery is like, I'm not doing this. I'm going to sleep in my car. Like I'll live in my car. I think they work at like a diner or something together. Well, one day these guys show up and they're like, listen, we're attorneys and we really need to talk to you. And this is like, it tells you on the back cover what I'm about to tell you. So this isn't a major spoiler.
Right.
And the sister's like, okay, I thought this was one of those like Nigerian prince scams. I've been getting the letters like care of me for her because I'm the adult in her life.
Right.
Like the, you know, over 21. It's that this random billionaire who has $46 billion has left the like insane majority of his money, like 99% of his money, his property, everything to her. She's never met, never heard of him. And she is like, what? So he's like, you know, she has to go to Texas where his, like, he's got this huge ranch and she meets all of his grandsons, the Hawthorne brothers, and his children, and he has like disinherited the daughters and not told them until after death. But he was like the kind of person who makes like intricate puzzles to solve, like games, mind games and stuff. So the brothers are like, there are clues that we have to find to figure out, because they do a DNA test and she's not like biologically related. Cause he's like, maybe you're an illegitimate child.
Right.
And he knows, but whatever. And it's not that. And it's just like this whole series of, it's kind of reminding me without the religious aspect of like the Da Vinci Code. But like for like, I think it's technically like a YA. Yeah. So it's been fun so far.
That sounds pretty so enjoyable. Fascinating. I like that.
I think it's a trilogy.
Okay.
And this is just the first one. So, but it's really good so far.
Awesome.
And then the last thing that I have on for this week is the show Evil came back. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it.
So I can't remember what network. I think it's Paramount, but I could be completely wrong. But I want to go ahead and give some heavy trigger warnings because the premise of the show is the main character is a psychologist. Mm-hmm. That there's like a trio, psychologist, like a scientist, a very science-minded person, and then a priest in training with the Catholic Church.
Okay.
The Catholic Church comes to the three of them and says, listen, we get like 50,000 exorcism requests a year, and 99.9999% of them are sickness from faulty wiring that's making people sick, or, you know, asbestos in their walls, or terrible, something terrible in the water. So we want you, or mental illness sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we want the three of you to go out ahead of us in, I don't think it's New York. I can't remember the city that they live in, but we want you to go out in this area and basically scope out these cases and tell us, as a psychologist, do you think that there's a mental illness or something, okay, abuse or trauma, PTSD? As a scientist, can you find anything in the house? Or you have the priest there who can tell you, no, I think this is religious.
Okay.
It borders on sacrilegious sometimes for me. There have been times that I'm not super religious. I'm more spiritual.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, okay, I don't like how that is making me feel. Those moments tend to pass for me kind of quickly, but it's a really fascinating show.
Okay.
And I don't really know how to describe it other than that. It's just like,
yeah,
there's the one-offs of them going to, you know, investigate these individual cases, but then there's like an overarching story of like a demon thing that the psychologist starts seeing. His name is George. And he starts telling her things. And then there's like this religious zealot guy who is like stalking her children. It's weird. It's so weird, but it's really good at the same time. And I think this is the third or fourth season.
Okay.
So yeah, we watched the first episode, came back, and it was, every episode leaves you like, oh my God. Oh my God. So.
All right. So I looked it up. It looks like it is Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I thought so.
It's weird because it's good. I was going to say, it looks like the first season is also on Amazon Prime, but it's Paramount Plus. So.
I will also give warning that I think it originally started on like network TV, mm-hmm, but now it is not. So it is not a show that I would ever watch in the room with a child.
Okay.
But like, it's a after the kids go to bed type show. But if you have littles in the house and you want to watch it, that later seasons, the language gets heavy.
Okay.
F-bombs and, you know,
yeah,
things that you may not want your littles to overhear if their bedroom door's open. And I mean, it's kind of like some of the costumes are kind of scary. It can be a very scary show for littles.
Okay.
So prepare if you're listening and you might want to watch Evil, be prepared.
Prepare your children.
Maybe read a little bit about it first. Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm over here. My daughter was watching The Walking Dead with me when she was like one.
Yeah.
I'm a good parent. But, you know, to each their own.
Listen, our nieces and nephews had to watch it because Josh was in like 4 episodes. So it's like, you gotta watch it because Uncle Josh is there.
He's right there. Yeah.
So. This is the law.
It is. It really is. Okay.
I think so, that was my week, though.
That was your week. So what's next? Where did my money go?
Money.
All right. I only received 2 things this week. I got my Fairy Loot exclusive edition of Our Violent Ends to go with my
Yes.
copy of These Violent Delights. I'm so happy. My shelf feels much more complete now. And I also, so I am a part of Disney Movie Insiders, which is just like a rewards program for Disney. If you're not signed up, I highly recommend it because free stuff.
I got a free Mirabelle pin not too long
Nice.
ago because they were just like, hey, you want a free pin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So they refresh their rewards every Wednesday, and so I check every Wednesday morning because why not? See if there's anything that I like. So this past Wednesday, they, not yesterday, but the previous Wednesday. Anyways, whatever. It doesn't matter. This is coming out a week later anyways. So, they uploaded the new rewards, and one of them was the Wanda Funko from Multiverse of Madness, which I had pre-ordered. I actually had pre-ordered it from Amazon because it wasn't on Target yet, and then when it came to Target, I pre-ordered it from Target because I get it cheaper at Target because I get discounts from Target. And so I actually had it pre-ordered in two places because I just don't trust Target with pre-orders. And so then when this came up, I was like, well, free is better than discounted, so I'm just
Yeah,
gonna get it from
true.
them. And so I ordered it through Disney Movie Insiders and they sent it and I got it like yesterday, maybe the day before, and it's so cute. So I've canceled my pre-orders obviously because I don't need three of them. But it's so cute. It's
Yeah.
Wanda. I love her. I love her so much.
Okay.
And then I ordered a few things. I ordered the Wizard of Oz Dorothy and Toto cosplay lounge fly that I talked about last week. I was really mad because the small shop that like it's exclusive to apparently marks up their lounge fly, which makes me angry, but I can't not have it because it's Wizard of
Ugh.
Oz. So yeah, lounge fly is
Capitalism.
already it's already expensive at like $75, $80. Yeah,
Yeah.
this backpack was more than that. So I'm a little
Yikes.
angry at that.
Yeah.
And then I the so when the Multiverse of Madness Funko Pops dropped, there was a Wanda mini pop that was a keychain that sold out like everywhere right away, and it just came back in stock on Amazon, so I smashed that pre-order button so fast because I have to have all of them. I don't care that it's the exact same pop in mini form. I need
Yeah, I need
it.
it still.
The Fairy Loot Edition of Foul Lady Fortune finally came. The pre-order happened. I was up at 5 a.m. refreshing. The email didn't come until 5:01. I was panicking. I was tired. I pressed the button. I ordered so fast that I forgot to add the other stuff that I wanted to add to my cart. And so now I'm just not
No.
gonna buy that other stuff because I don't technically need it, but I would have ordered it if I had other stuff that I was ordering with it. But yeah, so anyways, I got my book.
You got the
I
goods.
got
You
the thing
secured
that
the
I
bag.
absolutely needed because I
Yeah.
just, there was no way that I was missing out on this. So that was very exciting. The very next day, the day after we recorded last week's episode, I got an email from Owlcrate saying that their exclusive edition of The Ballad of Never After was going to be releasing the day after Foul Lady Fortune on Fairy Loot. So I was like, cool, more book buying for me because I have the
Yeah.
first book. I have to have the matching second book. So I pre-ordered the Owlcrate edition of The Ballad of Never After by Stephanie Garber. Very excited about that. And because I was not rushing in that, and also that was at like 11 o'clock, not 5 a.m., I also went through their shop and I added they have a little These Violent Delights pin. And I was like, well, that's cute. Add to cart. And that's my whole personality is These Violent Delights. So
Add to
I
cart.
had to have it.
Oh.
I had to have it. Well, that too. Add to cart.
I thought you meant add to cart.
Add to
I
cart.
was
Yes.
gonna say mine too.
That's true.
I'll
That as
take
well.
two.
And then as I was updating my spreadsheet, because I have a spreadsheet of all the like Funkos that I need, I found out that they released a new version of the Thor comic and pop combo. So obviously I had to go get that. And while I was doing that was a Walmart exclusive, and I had already had another thing in my Walmart cart that I needed, which was the Wanda in her Halloween costume Funko Pop pin. that was also a Walmart exclusive, so I was like, yay, free shipping. And hey, it was good timing because there were only 7 left, according to the website.
Hey,
so
nice.
Yay for me. And I also got my daughter a cute shirt because I was like just under the free shipping threshold. So I was like, well, she needs new clothes anyways.
Let me find something.
Yeah, it's fine. That's what I do. Whenever I have to order from Walmart and I need to meet free shipping because I refuse to pay for shipping from big box stores, I just find her some cute clothes.
Yeah.
So that.
That's how Josh is. If he's on Amazon and he's like, I am going to spend $100 or whatever. And he's a few dollars off. He's like, I'll just go to her book wish list. She'll have something.
Always. And then the last thing.
I love him. He's so wonderful.
He's great. The last thing I didn't technically order, but it's part of a subscription, is the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness box for the Marvel Collector Core. So I was just billed for that. So that's coming soon. Mm-hmm. I would like to point out that this was the March 2020 box. We are in June.
Yeah, Josh really was like, I'm not doing Collector Core anymore because that is over 2 years old. That is over 2 years behind. Unacceptable.
No. March 2022. Sorry. That's what I meant.
You said 2020.
I did.
So I was like,
2022. Listen, 2 years behind. Okay, you did that last episode too. So
I was like, wait.
You did that last episode too. Okay. Apparently, we're just evening each other out. So
3 months isn't that bad.
March 2022.
Okay. I'm less annoyed.
But it's still kind of like annoying, especially because it's like, on my Amazon, you know, you can see your subscriptions on Amazon. So they show like the next box is going to be this theme. And if you want to skip this box, then press now. But I'm like, okay, I realize you're saying if I want to skip this box, that I should press the button, right? However, you're 2 boxes behind. So are you actually going to skip this box?
Yeah, is this the one you're skipping?
So I'm like, So I'm just kind of. And I wasn't not going to get the Multiverse of Madness one because what if there was a Wanda something in it? I absolutely had to have it.
Yeah.
The next box is going to be I Am Groot from the little animated series. Little miniseries or whatever they're doing. And then the next one is going to be Thor Love and Thunder. So I don't actually need either of those. So
I just
needed Multiverse of Madness.
That's all I need.
Well, I signed up. When it was, I actually have it written down so that I would remember. I signed up when it was Shang-Chi. And then the next one was Eternal. So obviously I had to get that too. The next one was Disney Plus series, which obviously I had to get too.
Then that was the one that offended me.
Yes, it did deeply
offend
you.
Because they just completely disregarded Loki.
More bi erasure.
Exactly. Like,
me
why?
Being angry about this.
Why?
I know, it's very rude. But anyways, that's all of where my money went this week. Your turn.
Okay. So technically this wasn't my money, but Josh ordered me a couple books. So I already talked about The Inheritance Games. He also got me Uprooted, which I saw on Book Talk, which is supposed to be insanely good. There's wizards and dragons and dark forces. And
he the cover's really a dragon pretty, so it chooses
someone. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
So that's by Naomi Novik. And then Dumbledore, The Life and Lies of Hogwarts Renowned Headmaster. Unofficial, so nothing goes to.
Oh, good.
Queen sucks a lot. but it's basically like a maybe not Rita Skeeter style, but it like breaks down Dumbledore in each of the books. There's appendices, whatever, about different headmasters, hidden potters, and where to find them.
I'm
really excited about this.
All right, that's
this is
cool.
Like, yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I participated in I regularly participate in a I think it's bi-monthly gift swap, like where it's a Facebook group and we just like pick a theme. This month's theme was like bookish.
Yay.
So of course I participated.
Of course.
Our friend Christy was my person who sent me gifts. So she got a book off of my wish list, which is The Dressmakers of Auschwitz, which is the book you read.
Yes.
So I'm excited to read that. She sent some stickers and two teas from like a local tea shop there. One is lemon mint, and I can't, they're downstairs and I can't remember the name of one, but it has sarsaparilla in it, which is like old school, like root beer. So yeah. I'm really that excited sounds to amazing. Try that. I haven't yet. It's been like, I love it. Okay. I love the heat. It's been like our feels like temps outside have been like 117 degrees the past few days.
Yeah.
I haven't been making hot tea. I just haven't thought about making hot tea this That's week fair. Since I got it. Yeah. She also made me this beautiful tote bag. It's got Luna's Spectre Specs. It's got Deathly Hallows lining. And it says, don't worry, you're just as sane as I am, which
it's I love this. Pretty.
And then she made me like a little Loki book bean, book bow, I'm sorry, to carry
so cute
books or my Kindle or whatever. Oh, I'm obsessed.
I love it.
Okay, so last night I went to cook dinner. I was going to make sloppy joes and there was mold in my like 2 day old ground beef. The date, it was within date. And a lot of people were like, just pinch that off and throw it away. I would think for the whole meal, every bite, about how that mold was in there breathing with the rest of the meat. And I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to be wasteful, but at the same time, like I have kids in the house.
Yeah.
I can't, I'm not going to cook mold unless it's cheese. So I was like, well, that throws my whole plan. And Josh was like, let's just go get something. So I went to River Crossing, which is where we have like a, and we ate Olive Garden. That's where our Barnes and Noble is.
Mm-hmm. Tell me everything.
My mug is not with me. I got a mug that says, I'm speaking Kamala Harris. Now I'm backwards again.
Oh no.
I'm speaking Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Oh, I was like, yeah, I have to have that.
Yes.
So then I bought this book literally based on the title alone. The Messy Lives of Book People by Phaedra Patrick.
I'm going to add that to my list right now.
It's a Barnes & Noble like monthly pick.
Love.
The house cleaner of a famous author must carry out her employer's shocking last wish in this delightful new novel.
I love it.
Yeah. Messy right. Lives of Book People. I got Blackout, which is written by Danielle Clayton, Tiffany D. Jackson, Nick Stone, Angie Thomas, Ashley Woodfolk, and I think it's Nicola Yoon. Okay. It's about a blackout that takes place in New York City. And when the lights go out, people reveal hidden truths. Just looked interesting. Apparently it's got a sequel called Whiteout. That looks like a blizzard. Oh. So this is it's caused by a heat wave. The other one's probably caused by a blizzard.
I was going to say, it sounds like the plot of In the Heights.
Yeah. Right. I got By the Book by Jasmine Guillory. Sometimes to truly know a person, you have to read between the lines.
Okay.
And I got The Hate U Give and Concrete Rose.
Because, I watched the movie.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of conversations in this house after The Hate U Give with the kids here. Because this is so important.
Yes.
And then, it was on the banned books table. And I'm running low. Because, you know, if I go into Barnes & Noble and see a banned books table, I'm going to come home with one.
Right.
Had most of them. And I was like, you know, I haven't bought The Hate U Give yet. And then same author.
Right.
For Concrete Rose. So I bought that too. And I think that's where my money went. I haven't been, I got like, my dad sent me a gift card for my birthday because my birthday is next week. By the time you're listening to this, you are too late to wish me a happy birthday. You are 3 days late. Rude. But I'm not buying anything right now. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's my birthday. So
yeah.
I'm sure I'll have what I bought with it next week. I don't have that much self-control.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You also got something that you can't show me because I haven't gotten mine yet.
I did get my novelty chest box in the mail. I believe it was May. It came and I don't know if this is a spoiler or not.
I know what the book is. I know the name of the book because she announces the book. I don't know what the sprayed edges look like. I don't know what the T's are. I know that Grimoire did all of the T's in the book. or in that box.
So
that's all I know.
What if there was a fun...
Is there additional things other than books and tea?
Not an item, but a fun thing that is not always part of the box, but is part of this box.
Oh, a surprise.
I don't know if I want to tell you or not.
No, don't tell me. Mine comes on Saturday. Mine comes in two days.
This isn't like a spoiler. It just explains it. It comes with a little personalized note. Like she hand wrote a note because I guess she felt like it was late. It doesn't feel. I would assume that May would come in June. You bought it in May. It comes in June.
It's because when she advertises that you'll be charged on the 15th and it'll ship between like the 20th to 25th or something.
Okay.
It's because of the way she words it on her website. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. So there was a note that there's a very cool reason why this box was delayed. And the note explains that. But it's like, I loved the extra step of handwriting a note to explain when I didn't feel like it was late. I didn't feel upset.
Yeah, you know, so,
and you'll know what I'm talking about on Saturday. What the cool extra thing is.
It just occurred to me that yesterday was when that renewed.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. I should write that down before I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten one yet, and the packaging itself, gorgeous.
It's great, isn't it?
It was beautiful, yeah. And I don't know if the colors are always the same, but this month, I hope this isn't a spoiler, this month is dark navy blue tissue paper, and then it was like gold crinkle paper.
It's the same.
Beautiful. Yeah. Gorgeous.
I opened it
and I was like,
it's very pretty. I told this to Emily. My only complaint is that the crinkle paper sometimes gets in between the dust jacket and the book. And so I have to like take it off, be like, okay, off. Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
Like it's not really a complaint. It's just me being a little bit like neurotic.
Yeah.
And she's like, I would love to be able to do what Farraloot does with like branded bags. I'm like, one day we'll get you there.
One day. She'll get there.
It'll be great. Yeah.
But when I opened the box, it like took my breath away. I was like, oh, this
is so
gorgeous.
Pretty, right?
Yeah, one of the twins was sitting here and she was like, there are sprayed edges. I won't elaborate,
yes,
but she was that is gorgeous.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, just one more thing that you get before me because you live on the East Coast.
Well, listen, what are you reading right now? I don't want to hear it. I bring you into this fandom and left in the dust. It's okay.
Well, you know, it's your own fault for not being born Asian, Mandy.
Damn it. Parents are so rude. They had to be white.
White people.
The injustice of my life, Karen, you will never understand. Please, listeners, that is 100% a joke. 100% a joke.
Oh my gosh. That's so
Karen knows I'm joking.
I know
oh
you're
my
joking
God.
Because that was the funniest thing ever.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right.
We're anticipating is next.
Yay. What are you anticipating, Mandy?
I'm still anticipating going to Victoria Aveyard's book tour on the 1st of July. It's in Atlanta. Josh and the twins are going to drop me off and do something else because I'm not going to subject them to a book tour. Yeah. Well, this is like, I don't think it's a meet and greet. I think it's like, she's speaking and you'll be
like
handed your signed book.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really know. It's not very descriptive, but it was like $20.
Yeah.
It really wasn't expensive. So I was like,
That's the cost of the book.
Experience. Yeah, exactly.
That's basically
and I mean,
the
yeah,
cost
it's
of the
gas
book.
To get to Atlanta, but, we would drive to Atlanta for less.
Right.
That's
very exciting.
This Sunday, so it'll be in the past once the episode is released, but I think we're going to go to the Bigfoot Museum in North Georgia, just like for a day trip.
Nice. Yeah.
We've been wanting to go. We haven't made it up there yet, so something to do. It's summer. I know the twins are out of school. I work from home. Josh works during the day every day, so it's not like we're going out and doing these fun, cool things with them every day. So on the weekends, we're trying to do more, get out more, do things so that they can have a fun summer and not just sitting in their rooms.
Right. All right.
What are you anticipating?
Well, today...
You're not anticipating anything.
Today, as we are recording, it is June 16th, which means tomorrow is June 17th, which means I will be driving to San Francisco with my daughter, standing in line, and meeting Simu Liu, and probably making a fool of myself, but it'll be fine, because that is my brand. I was thinking earlier today that I might want to print out, like, remember that little design that I made for, like, our bookmark? Like, if we were to do a bookmark?
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to print that out, like, laminate it, and then, like, just bring that. Be like, if you want to listen or ever want to, like,
do it,
guest on it, that'd be fun. Yeah. So, this is for you. So, yeah, I might do that tomorrow.
I triple dog dare you.
Listen, I'm not Josh. I don't accept all dares, okay?
Karen, this is Mandy.
No.
It's my ASMR. I need you to tell Simu Liu about us.
Okay. Oh, I will tell him about us. Okay. I just have to find the time to actually print out the thing.
I'll hang up right now. Bye.
We have more to record. Damn it, Mandy. So yes, I'm very much anticipating that. I'm very excited about it. On June 28th, a little book called Hattie Harmony, Worry Detective is being released into the world. And I mention this because this little children's book is written by my queen, Elizabeth Olsen, and her husband, Robbie Arnett.
Yay!
I'm very excited. I pulled it up on Amazon, I think, like, yesterday, and my daughter was sitting next to me. She's like, Mommy, that's cute. And I was like, you want to know who wrote it? She's like, who? Elizabeth Olsen. She was like,
Auntie Lizzie.
I was like, it's okay. It's coming. It will come when it's ready. And she's like, okay, I'm very excited. I'm like, yeah. Me too. I'm probably gonna buy the audiobook too, just because they narrate it as well.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to have Lizzie reading my daughter bedtime story. Like, absolutely.
Play the audio as you turn the book pages for her.
Exactly.
So and Mommy and Auntie.
From what I understand, it is the beginning of a series, so I'm very excited about it. I love it. I'm very excited. And then the only other thing that I have written down is on the 2nd, one of my nieces, my cousin's daughter, because in Chinese, that's just how we say niece. In Chinese, we don't have a word for cousin. Just, yeah. So
I thought you just meant like I would say in Southern, my best friend's kids are my niece and nephew too. Oh. Like,
well, I mean that too.
So I thought you were yeah.
I mean that too. Like, but in English, language. But in Chinese also, we don't have a word for cousin. So my cousins.
Weird.
Yeah. So my like boy cousins are my brothers, and my girl cousins are sisters. That's how.
That's cool. I didn't mean to say like I didn't mean weird in like a
no. I
wrong yeah. way. Like interesting.
Weird as in like different.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. Fair, it's out cool. of the norm. Yeah. So we don't have. We don't have a word for cousins, and then their kids are my nieces and nephews. It's just, and I feel like in English, it just is easier than saying my cousin's kid. It's just like my niece, whatever.
Yeah.
And I clarify this because I've said that before, like my niece, and people are like, I didn't know your brother had a kid, and I'm like,
yeah.
Let me explain. So
it's not the same, but like your kid calls me auntie. You know, so
all of her aunties.
I love her like my other nieces and nephews.
So my
3-year-old niece calls me Mimi, and my best friend's kids call me Mimi.
I love, which is really funny because I call my daughter Mimi not because it's her name, but because I for the longest time I would if I would yell for her I'd be like Mimi, and then I just got lazy and it just transformed into Mimi. So every now and then I'll just be like Mimi. Come here. Which is really funny when we were staying at your house because I was like, wait, no, that's Mandy.
I'm
is
like, what?
But then also she's, so.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
But so my niece's birthday party is on the 2nd and she's turning 3, which is really bizarre to me because I swear to God they just had her. But no, we've been in a pandemic. So that's why it feels weird.
It jacked up. Timelines.
Yeah.
So much. I want the TVA to look into COVID.
kids grow up fast. But I'm excited. The first, because my family, my extended family, so all of my family on my mom's side, almost everybody lives in San Francisco. There are a couple cousins who have moved down to LA, and then a couple cousins who live in Toronto. And so most of my family is in San Francisco. So when we have like birthday parties or things, we all get together and things like that. But because of COVID, we haven't done that for a really long time. So the first, like, I mean, I know that one of my cousins had a birthday party for their kid, like in December, I want to say, because that was his first birthday. But we didn't end up going for some reason. I can't remember exactly. I think there was something going on our end. I think somebody was sick or something. So we didn't end up going. So I don't know, like, if that was a big thing, but for us, the first like big event that just happened was my brother's graduation party. Mm-hmm. So it was like crazy to see like all of my cousins and all of their kids. And it's like, you are all so big. I don't understand what's happening.
How dare you, first of all.
I don't like this. How very, very dare you. Very, very, it's fun. So it'll be fun. I'm excited to go. I haven't seen this niece since, oh God, like she was a few months old. So now she's 3, which is insane because they live 45 minutes away, you know, so I'm just like, I'm very excited to hang out with my family.
Yeah.
Even though I am like kind of the black sheep of the family, but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Every family has to have one.
It's fine. I can be the black sheep as long as I get some rainbows.
Yeah.
I can't be the rainbow sheep because we already have one of those. So I will be the black rainbow sheep.
Okay.
That works for me.
You can't wear that shirt though, because it does not represent you.
I cannot. All right. Are you ready for... Fangirl freestyle.
I don't know. Am I ready?
Yes, because it's not going to be like a hot take. It's okay, not good. Like a debate or anything, just a discussion.
Okay.
So I was trying to think of something for Fangirl freestyle. I actually had something last week and I forgot to write it down. So I forgot what it was because that's me. So I was on Instagram and I was watching my friend's story and she went to a Mandy Moore concert. Like, mm-hmm. in New York, which I thought was really cool. Like, I remember listening to her music when
I love her.
I love her so much.
She's so talented.
And so she, you know, posted videos in her Instagram stories. And one of the songs that she posted her singing was I Want to Be With You, which is a lovely song. Yeah. However, it made me remember something in the deep, dark trenches of my mind because it happened again. Every time I hear this song, I have... no rational explanation for this, okay? None whatsoever. Every time I hear this song, I feel completely creeped out. My skin starts crawling, I feel wrong. I have no explanation for it. It's not a creepy song. I have no explanation. So I just want to know if you have anything like that. Like any song or like something that just makes you feel some sort of way that you really shouldn't feel. Like there's no reason for me to be creeped out by this song. No reason whatsoever.
Like, I have, and I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, where, like, I was binging Heroes for the first time, like, mm-hmm. in 2020, and Hayden Panettiere kept coming on the screen, and I just was filled with, like, rage, and I couldn't know why. I couldn't figure out why, but then I remembered, like, seasons in that my high school boyfriend liked her.
Right.
And that didn't matter, but what mattered more was she was dating Milo Ventimiglia when my high school boyfriend liked her,
right.
And so that hurt. But I remembered why.
Yeah. I literally have no reason for why this song, like, unless there's some, like, buried memory that I've blocked out of some sort of trauma associated with this song, I have no idea. I was watching her stories, and she starts singing this song, and I was just, like, crawling out of my skin. What? And I was just like, what is happening? Why do I feel this way? I don't understand.
This could take you years. And let me tell you why. I think, Karen, I may have unlocked the trauma of why I'm afraid of frogs.
Oh.
So it was freezing in my house, but nice. Like I told you, it was hot outside, but it was after dark earlier this week. And I was like, I wish I was not afraid of frogs because I could go outside and like lay in a hammock.
Yeah.
In the night and watch the stars, and it's warm out there and I'm cold in here, but I'm too afraid. I'm not going to go outside. And I was brushing my teeth and like washing my face. And I was like, I don't know why, like where it started, we never really have frogs at the house I grew up in, maybe a few around the pool. And so I was thinking about this pool and like my brain went whoosh. So I was like 5 or 6 years old. I was little. Old enough to have memory, but not, I wasn't like a toddler, but I was little. And my aunt was over, who I have nothing to do with in this stage of life anymore because of the kind of person she is. But she was getting there. I guess there was a toad in the pool. I was not involved. I was like off on another side of the deck. I didn't know. She scooped it out of the pool with a net and put it down on the deck. And then from behind my back, snatches me up, flips me over, puts my face down next to it and says, "You have to kiss the frog." And I remember being able to see it. She didn't make me actually touch it. She didn't like, you know, but the jolt of being snatched up when you're not expecting it, being flipped over in front of a wild animal and you're little and your aunt is telling you, "You have to kiss this thing." And I can like count all its warts. And I was like, is that the moment? And I have not, like, I had no memory of that until this week. And it was like, is that why I'm afraid of frogs?
Wow.
So it could be that you have something that your brain has locked down. And I know that's not trauma compared to traumatic experiences that other people go through. But that could have been the moment that defined a phobia for the rest of my life.
That's true.
So your brain could be protecting you from whatever.
I'm looking up when the song came out.
Yeah.
The song was released in 2000.
Middle school.
Which would have been fifth grade. Oh, fifth grade's not middle school.
Would we have? No, I feel like we would have graduated fifth grade in 2000 and started middle school.
2003 was when I started high school. So 2000... to what it would have been sixth grade, which is not middle school for us. Our middle school is seven and eight.
Six, seven, and eight is middle for us.
Yeah, most places are six, seven, and eight. For some reason ours is just 7, 8. So sixth grade, I don't know. I guess now that I have context of around when this song happened, maybe something will explode in my brain. Who knows? But
yeah. That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Because it's not a song you'd expect that from.
No, no. And I always knew, it's funny because recently I had been thinking about how I remember very vividly being in my room, like my desk was over here, I was sitting at my desk, a song comes on, and I had this feeling, and I couldn't remember the song. I could not remember the name of the song for the life of me. And then, all of a sudden, my friend posts this to her story, and I'm like, holy shit, that's the song. That's the song that creeps me out for zero reason. And I figure it out.
Is there a music video that might have, like, irked you?
Maybe. As far as I can remember, I've never seen the music video. So I have no idea. So if I ever find out, I will let you know, but... I just wanted to talk about this weird,
crazy,
phenomenon happening in my brain, seeing if something else happened to, I don't know, if I just wanted to see if like anybody else got this kind of feeling of just this visceral reaction to something that you have no idea why you're reacting to it. Ay.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm sorry it's that song too. It could have been like a terrible song.
I know.
Instead of a good one.
I mean, you know. Yeah. I know, and I'm sad because I do love Mandy Moore and I do love her music. And if the song didn't creep me out so much, I would love the song. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it.
That is weird.
So, yep, that's all. Not a traumatic. it's not the same kind of traumatic freestyle that we were used to.
No, but that's so bizarre. Now I'm going to be like, I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night and be like, it's that one song that I don't like that makes me feel weird.
Yep. So anyways. Yeah. All right. I guess that's it. All right.
See our email first so we can.
Yes. I realized as I was editing last week that I forgot to say our email. Yay me.
We were very confident last week though. I was like, that was perfect.
I was so confident and it was not.
It was perfect, just perfectly imperfect.
All right, we're going to get it right this time.
Yes, we
is going to be
are.
actually perfect. Now I'm nervous.
Don't mess up. The fate of the entire world depends on you right now.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much.
No
You see what I
pressure.
put up with, people? You see what I put up with?
I'm a
All right.
Gemini, okay?
Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. If you would like to follow us on social media, we are on Instagram and TikTok at The Incoherent Fangirl and Twitter at Incoherent Girls, because Twitter, yet again, is still the worst. Even more so because
Boo.
They have a character limit. Makes
Rude.
me so angry. So rude. You can like our Facebook page or visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can stream all of our episodes as well as read our brand new blog, which
Yay.
Has longer like book reviews and stuff, including other stuff
Yeah.
that we'll eventually add to it. Who knows? We don't. It'll be fun.
Not I, said the Mandy.
It's an adventure.
Yes.
You can also stream all of our episodes on YouTube. They are audio only because we are setting up YouTube as the prime spot for Patreon perks once we launch our Patreon, which will happen at some point. We just don't know when.
Eventually.
Wait, that made me think. Wasn't there a... Did you ever watch The Amanda Show?
That's what that's from.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I think it's from The Amanda Show. It's from something in my childhood.
I'm
So, yeah.
pretty sure it is because
Yeah.
that's immediately what I thought of when you
Yeah.
said that. Please feel free to reach out to us via email, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. Send us all of your reactions to our podcast. If you have any questions, concerns, suggestions, anything. If you just want to tell us we're awesome, we'd appreciate that as well.
I love to hear that.
And also, we have coupon codes. Visit our
Yay!
Internet besties. You can stop by herecomesthenerd.com, use code FANGIRL for 20% off your first order.
Or you can go to onceuponabookclub.com and use code MANDY10 for 10% off.
Which I will probably be using soon.
Yay!
Yay! You can also visit noveltychess.com. That's novel like a book, tea like the drink, chess.com. And use code FANGIRL5 to get 5% off your monthly subscription.
And last but certainly not least, you can go over to Grimoire. I messed it up. Grimoire. Dang it. I put so much pressure on you. And it's
Karma, baby.
Well, I did not say the fate of the entire world depended on me. Grimoire Tea. Go to grimoiretea.com and use code FANGIRLTEA. Fangirl without the I, FANGRLTEA, for 10% off your order.
Yay!
I don't know what will happen if you go to Grimoire.
Grimoire. With a W?
Grimoire. Yeah.
Grimoire.
It sounds like it could be cute or it could be terrifying.
Who
I do
knows?
Not recommend searching that, but Grimoire, I highly recommend.
Highly recommend. Yes, we love Grimoire tea here. All right, people. She is at Mandy Perv on all the things. I am Ms. Made in China.
Made in China.
And I actually probably was, which is kind of gross to think about, but it's probably true.
Hey.
That's the episode. That's the episode.
Da, 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 da.
And that's the Incoherent Fangirl.
We love you.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.